This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
And with us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Big night tonight.
Yeah, busy night at Walton Arts Center tonight. We will have a gallery opening in our Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. It will be featuring an exhibition by Jeannie Hewlin, who is the chair of the art department at the University of Arkansas. She is a ceramics and sculpture, contemporary sculpture artist, and her exhibition is called Made in the USA. It's a tandem or sort of companion exhibition for a work she did called Made in Taiwan that actually, I believe, was displayed in Taiwan. And it's definitely something you haven't seen in our in that gallery space before. So we're glad to have it up. It's going to be up for, I think, a couple of months, probably leading into April. Okay. And so we'll have an opening reception tonight. I believe it starts at about 4:30. And that's free and open to the public.
And the artist will be there.
And she will be there. And she will, and we will be talking about her work and about her, her process and what the, you know, how to experience this particular installation. So that will be tonight. And that's prior to the Mark Morris Dance Group performing this evening at the Art Center. And that's a 7 p.m. curtain. We'll have a 6 o'clock creative conversation prior to the show. We will have the executive director of the Mark Morris Dance Group and one of their dancers. Mark Morris is actually coming to the performance tonight, yes, but he's not joining us for the creative conversation.
But he will be in house.
He will be in the house, so that's really an honor and really special.
Will he be interacting with the audience?
I don't know. I'm hopeful that he will be around. And, you know, because it's a 10 by 10 show, we have a post-show party afterwards where you come out into the lobby and there's music and you can share your feedback. And hopefully the dancers will come out and meet and greet. And we're hoping Mark will come out as well.
So. Okay.
It's very, very exciting. Everybody is a little, little giddy. It's always fun when the choreographer is there.
And then 10 by 10 rolls on right into tomorrow night.
Yes, 10 by 10 continues tomorrow with Time for Three. It's a they're a musical trio, two violins and double bass. And I believe that Katie was talking to them. They are a fantastic young trio. They're classically trained. They play everything. They play Beck. They play Beethoven. They could play Katy Perry. They could play the Beatles. You know, they arrange all this stuff themselves. So in a lot of ways, they've arranged it just for this trio. And so it's really going to, I think this will definitely not be your typical classical trio concert. This is definitely going to have a little bit more of a contemporary feel to it. We have a list of about 50 songs that they could play, but we don't know which ones they're actually going to play.
That's always exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're really thrilled to have these guys with us. So
that's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. That's an 8 p.m. show. There's a 7 p.m. creative conversation. Peter Lane, our CEO, will lead that. And the guys from the trio will actually be the conversation. So you'll get to talk to them prior to the show, learn about their music, and then go see them. And the creative conversation is free. It's open to anyone with a ticket. And that's just the next two nights. We'll take a couple days off. And on Tuesday, we will, no pun intended, we will bring the musical, Bring It On. And it starts on the 7th. That's a Tuesday. It runs through Sunday. There are 8 performances. This is a new Broadway musical that has been touring the country without going to Broadway yet. And they will be coming up to start their week with us on Tuesday. It's a Broadway love story. It's a familiar tale that you will recognize if you're a Broadway fan. And the people who have created it are incredibly, they have huge pedigrees when it comes to Broadway. Well, the biggest one that everybody knows is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was the writer and creator and star of In the Heights, which won the Tony just 2 or 3 years ago on Broadway. So he's a big deal, and a lot of the composers and the lyricists and everybody who's involved are all some of the hottest folks on Broadway. So you're going to get great cheer in this show, but you're also going to get a really good, smart Broadway show.
You've seen this?
I have seen it.
You know, in some musicals, you dance and sing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Does anyone, like, cheer or
they
tumble
do.
Or get thrown and sing at the same time?
I'm not sure. They get thrown a lot. I'm not certain if they are singing while being thrown.
Okay.
But I do know that they have numbers that are like song and dance numbers from a Broadway show that are incorporating cheerleading stunts. Huh. So it may not be that the people getting thrown are singing, but the people that are being lifted up on shoulders, and there's some acrobatics going on, you know, and the whole ensemble is, you know, usually when you talk about Broadway performers, you talk about the triple threat. You can sing, you can dance, and you can act. All of these folks sing, dance, act, and do some cheer. But of course, the really highly trained stunt people like Sheldon Tucker, who is from Bentonville, mm-hmm. they tumble and flip mm-hmm. more than some of the gotcha. Some of the singers. So that's next week, mm-hmm. the 7th through the 12th. That same weekend at 2 o'clock, we will have another countdown conversation at the Fayetteville Public Library, hosted by Kyle. And we will be talking about our next 10 by 10 art series after the ones that are happening right. this weekend. This one is called Dao, the Art of the Drum. It's a Japanese taiko drumming group. So that will be fun. That's at 2 o'clock on the 12th. That's a Sunday. It's free. It's open to anyone. And it's in the Walker Room at the Fayetteville Public mm-hmm. Library.
Will there be drums?
I don't know. We should work on that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. And also, right around that same time, Tigers Be Still begins, which mm-hmm. is Theater Squared's third show of the season, a very funny comedy that I'm sure we'll all be talking quite a bit about over the next couple of weeks. But that runs from the 9th of February through the 4th of March. And then the following week, we will, on Thursday the 16th at 7 p.m., we will welcome Ms. Loretta Lynn to Walton Arts Center. If you are at all interested in coming to that show, you need to get your tickets soon because they're going fast. There's not very many of them left. So that's 7 p.m. on the 16th. And then we will have, speaking of great musicians, we will have the Million Dollar Quartet here from the 21st of February through the 26th. That's a Tuesday through Sunday. This is a Broadway show as well. It launched on Broadway, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago to tremendous acclaim. And it is a Broadway show based on one night where Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis all jammed together at Sun Records. There was a recording made of that night, but you don't really know the backstory of what went on during that recording. Mm-hmm. And so this imagines what that might be. And we have a Arkansas native starring as Elvis in that show, which is really fun. We got to meet him last week, and he is delightful. And it is uncanny how much he looks like Elvis. That's from the 21st to the 26th. And then on the 28th, we will have Dao, the Art of the Drum, as we mentioned. Right. That's on the 10 by 10 art series. That is a 7:30 show on a Tuesday night. There will be a creative conversation prior to that. And then I just wanted to tip everybody off that the final show in our Starlight Jazz series will be March 2nd at 7 and 9 o'clock. And that's a Friday. And we will feature Tia Fuller in that. Mm-hmm. So there's pretty much everything you could possibly want over the month of February. Classical music, dance, Broadway, rock and roll, Loretta Lynn, Japanese
drums.
Taiko drumming.
Right.
Get it all with us.
No plate spinning.
No plate spinning.
I don't know if you've had plate spinning yet in the history of Walton Arts.
We have. I can tell you that we have had plate spinning.
Really?
Yes, we have had a history of Cirque at Walton mm-hmm. Arts Center, and one of the acts, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago with Cirque Elwaz, was a massive plate spinning.
How about that?
Thing.
Wow.
So, okay, I tried to be a smart aleck and you took me.
No, it's
no,
fun, actually.
I know, I love.
But yeah, I mean, we've had sometimes when you think back over our history, you go, I think we've probably had pretty much everything.
Okay, my goal between the next time we talk,
me?
I'm going to try to come up with something.
That's great.
All right. And where can people find out about whatever's happening?
Whatever. You can get information at waltonartscenter.org. You can call us at 479-443-5600. Or you can come down and visit us. I recommend coming down and visiting us so you can see the new exhibition in the gallery. Parking is free until 2 o'clock, so just park on Dixon Street and come visit us. And but like I said, always you can go to the website. That's open 24 hours a day.
Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.